views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. So I hope you're going to stay with us for the next hour. We're going to have a fantastic show, I promise you. And let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to all the dreams of your soul. I mean, we're so close to 2013. And we want to make the best in this year. Today, I have a wonderful guest, and that's Becky Hawkins. And she's going to talk about what the dying can teach us about the living. So I hope you're going to stay with us for this hour and enjoy all that Becky has to share. Becky started out as a nurse aide in 1971, and that led her to a career in nursing. She graduated from nursing school in 1980, and then she primarily worked in hospice and oncology, outpatient oncology, hospice, hospice home health, and she became a hospice chaplain as well and a volunteer. And last year, she went to Sedona, and I was just chatting with her about it. And she wrote her book, Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death. And I can wholeheartedly recommend this book. It's a very joyful book to read. And it's written with so much depth and wisdom and humor. It's like one story after another. You can't stop. So let's give the floor to Becky. Becky, welcome.
Thank you, Saskia. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you.
I'm so glad we have you here. Becky, I'm going to dive right in. I ask all my guests, we all have a soul's path that's calling us. For some, it's calling us forever. And at some point, we open that door and we step through that. And things start to shift and change. And we say goodbye to our old life, maybe, or our old self. Has that happened in your life? Or can you recall like a moment when you felt like you opened the door to your soul's calling?
I felt that way when I went to work on that oncology floor in 1980 as a brand new nurse. I felt so alive and so eager to be there with those people. And I have felt that off and on throughout my career when I'm with these patients. I have been so blessed in so many ways, Saskia. I feel that even as I was writing the book, that I was stepping further into the door, and my spiritual being became, it seemed like, more and more aware in the last couple of years, maybe because I'm older and I'm relaxing more with life and not fighting as much with it, but enjoying it and just receiving it and understanding how precious it is and how wonderful it is to have this journey here.
I mean, it's quite exceptional, you know, hearing you say as you get older and dive deeper into work, you work with the dying, that you enjoy life even more and you enjoy your work even more. What is that about?
I think it's because they teach me so much, not just about the dying process, but the transition. I've had so many beautiful souls be able to share with me as they're passing what they're already seeing. And then those who had had maybe pre-death visions days or weeks before and speak of their family coming to tell them that they will be with them and assist them and help them through that transition. And then those that have had near-death experiences sharing with me what they have been through maybe many years before when they were a child, or maybe 2 months before they transition, and how they have no fear of death. And so it's just changed my whole spirituality, my whole concept of why we're here and what we're doing for one another and how important it is.
Why are we here?
I think from what they have taught me over these 30 years is that we're here to learn how to love one another more. That we are, one lady told me that we were in earth school, in a sense, not that we were being tested by God, but that life's experiences teach us and educate us and help us grow in our souls. And that growth and that awareness makes us understand how valuable and how precious the earth is, how life is, our animal kingdom, the air we breathe, everything around us, alive with vibration and love. And that we need to interact with that and co-mingle with that and truly love it.
You know, what about this transition phase? Because some people, you know, die very unexpectedly and it seems like they're here, they're gone. Other people, like probably you work with, they're in transition. But what does that look like? I mean,
when people that I am caring for are in transition, you will see them begin to change. It depends on, you know, what disease process they've had, what all is going on with them. But when I'm with them, especially the last few days and into those hours as they're transitioning, you see them begin to relax and to move into themselves, move as if into their spirits and moving away from the attachments that they've had all around them, whether it's family or possessions or whatever, especially those that were very spiritually connected seem to make that transition easier. It's sad, Saskia, but some are so fearful of death because of what they were told as children, that if you were not good enough, you were going to go to a horrible place. Mm-hmm. And so we tried to work with those people to help them have a good feeling about no fear, trying to remove the fears and address the fears, you know, what that they're experiencing, to help them have an easier transition.
Yeah, and then there's also people who are so fearful. I mean, I know them personally, who you can't even bring it up, death.
Yes, that's exactly the truth. They, from whatever reason in their past.
Yeah.
And a lack of understanding. This is my hope with this book, for people to understand. Do not be afraid to live your life. Be you. Enjoy and embrace this journey here. And do not be afraid when it's time to transition, because you're merely laying this suit of clothes down, which is your body. You're just taking that off, and then you're moving into the spiritual realm, your new home.
You know, and what does that look like? Do they have like an idea, or they're just full of trust?
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful, because as, like I said, so many of them will start seeing beautiful light. I have stories in my book about the ones who tell you of angels that have come into the room, and they bring so much love, unconditional love with them. And it makes that transition like a joy, and you're eager. They are eager to move forward. They are no longer clinging to this life. They have a welcome. It's like a welcoming committee has come. And so they have taught me just over and over and over again that we do not have to fear death. And so hopefully we can help educate people in all generations to understand that this is We are beautiful, beloved spiritual beings who come here for a very brief time to learn, and then we go back home.
And what about the people who feel like, you know, they're a failure, or they weren't good enough, or they didn't live up to the expectation, and they think, well, probably not for me?
Well, that's a good thing about a good hospice. You're going to have a chaplain available, and a chaplain that does not say only one religion is right. Chaplain that is very connected to God in a sense of inclusiveness. No one is lost. No, there's not one chosen people. All people are chosen. All people are loved. And God loves us just the way we are. And so we try to help people to understand that they are very precious and very beloved, and that it is good with them. And if they're fearful of something that, you know, regrets, Saskia, they'll tell me of regrets. Oh, if I had only done this. I meant so much to do that. Look where I am now. How can God love me? And so we talk about that. We discuss that. We go through, we answer and visit and let them speak. Listening is key.
And Becky, as everybody's listening here, we have to now to go to our break time. And we're going to continue listening to our special guest, Becky Hawkins, to talk about what the dying can teach us about living. And it's such a delicate, beautiful subject. So everybody stay tuned. We are going to be right back.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day, and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have an amazing special guest, Becky Hawkins, talking about what the dying can teach us about living. And before we go any further, Becky, how can people connect with you?
My website is LadyHawkPublishing.com, L-A-D-Y-H-A-W-K, publishing.com. And if people want to connect with me also, my email is bckehawk@yahoo.com.
Thank you so much. And, you know, for all the listeners right now, if you want to make 2013 your best year and really go after all those dreams you have in your heart, maybe, you know, you want to find your soulmate, or you want to write that book, or you want to start your career or change your business. But my specialty is I work with people and move them from stuck to unstoppable, because we all come across those blocks and we keep on dreaming, but we have to get past these blocks. And I have created a special program. It was always a sold program. It's free now. You can go to my website, yoursoulguidance.com, yoursoulguidance.com. It's a 21-day roadmap to guide you day by day with meditations, with exercises to really get to the life you really want. And I think, you know, with this year past, 2013 is going to be a fantastic year. So go to yoursoulguidance.com. If you want my guidance, you can find, you know, my coaching on that site, how to connect with me. I would say have fun. There's lots of free goodies there as well. But let's continue with Becky Hawkins about what the dying can teach us about the living. Becky, if we, you know, talk about people who are really fearful of death, what happens? I mean, when they die, are they welcomed like in the same way, or is it different for them, the dying experience?
Well, of course, I cannot say for sure because I haven't made that journey yet, but from what I experience with what these people tell us from their near-death experiences is that they are, of course, not expecting to die and suddenly die, and they have not, in their minds, prepared for death, and they say that they are so received with love, so much love. They said, Becky, you know, I don't know how we can even use the word love because it's so big, this love that you feel, and it's hard to describe how safe you feel and how beloved you are, and how everything is all well. I love it, Dr. Eben Alexander, what he said when he woke up from his coma that he was in his book, Proof of Heaven. Those were his first words, all is well, all is well. And this is what I love about what they share with us, is that we can not be afraid, but to trust that we are beloved and that all is well. And to learn, you know, to use this time here, like you said, and use it as whatever your life purpose is, in that you're connecting to people and embracing people as they are, where they are. They just brought me so much education on how to live in forgiveness and to appreciate each day and understand that they are not here by accident.
You know, when I heard you talking earlier, it seemed to me when you described, like, you know, those moments just before death and you see the transition and they let go of attachment, they get really peaceful. It almost sounds like, you know, we should have that process when we're still alive, you know, go to death.
Yes. That I think is what helps us. Whenever we spend that much time with those people and we listen to their concerns and we hear what all they're talking about whether it's regrets or they're celebrating. You know, I saw people that were so remorseful about things that they had done and they were trying to make amends. And other people that just lived the life that you would hope for everybody to live, that had no concerns about where they had been, what they'd done, felt very eager about their transition, and very trusting about the process, and very helpful to their own family about knowing that they would see them again. So there was a broad spectrum there of the different kinds of patients that we were taking care of. But indeed, all with education.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole part we have no idea about. That's where I think now. I've interviewed Anita Morjani, and she talks about the near-death experience, and you hear more and more, and it's like we are getting educated to take away fear that when we die, you know, physically we aren't here, but we're still here. But it's, yeah, if you're alive, it's a hard concept to grasp. And what about the grieving, Patty? What do you say to family members when somebody dies? Is there anything to say?
I think what I have learned over the years, that the most important thing we do is show up and be present. We're, you know, so all of us across the world are so concerned for these families that have just lost the children and the teachers in Connecticut.
Yes.
And what we need to do is understand that there's probably not a whole lot that you can say that's going to make them feel better. But if they know that you are present to them, that you're thinking about them, and they have taught me over the years that one of the most important things you can say without causing wounds is, "I'm so genuinely sorry," and then leave it alone. This is going to be included in my second book, The Etiquette for What to Say and What Not to Say. The thing for, like, a loved one, a neighbor, family member, is just show up. Show up, be present, don't stay too long, feel out, you know, where you're needed, assess the situation about what can be done. Can I bring in food? Can I take care of the cat? Can I go pick up the mail? You know, look for ways that you can just quietly go about assisting this person in a way that they need assistance.
And what do you say? Go on.
I'm sorry. It's not about how big of flowers you bring or what kind of presents, but your presence, your being there.
Yeah. What if people ask why?
About death? Or why their loved one died.
Mm-hmm.
What I share with people is that we don't always know why, but this is life. I have had patients ask me, "Is God punishing me with this cancer?" And I say, no. If that was what was going on, everybody would have cancer. There's no one that has not made a mistake.
Exactly.
I said, no, God's not about that at all. This is just life. And car accidents happen, suicide happens, disease processes happen. There's just all kinds of things that happen. We are not to live forever.
Yeah.
Life is coming. People question me about Friday, 12/21/12. Do I think it's the end of the world? And what I say to them is, for some that are living now, the end of the world in this life will come that day. Because people die every day.
Right.
But the rest of us will be alive. My sense from everything I'm learning is that, yes, there's probably a shift and a change and things that are going to happen. But there again, just be trusting of the whole process and do not let fear rule.
Yeah, trust is such a big word, and I think it's such an important word where we always, you know, go back and practice our trust and go back to our trust, because the other side is fear, and It is. Fear is a figment of the mind. It's some about something bad that's going to happen. And, you know, we don't know. We really don't know.
No.
Life is very unexpected. Very, you know, from my last year, I think that there's more unexpected things have happened than I could possibly imagine. And then again, every time the way to go through it was, you know, to have the stamina to stay in your wholeness and ride it out and trust for a good outcome.
Yes.
Trust
yes.
for a good outcome. Yeah.
I agree.
And Becky, because this is for me always uplifting, and you know, we will go after the break more into it, but I would love to hear some of the near-death experiences that are shared by your patients. And I mean, it sounds odd, like it's so uplifting, but those stories are always so precious and so beautiful. But I think we don't have that much time before the break, so let's share your website, how people can connect to you. Then after the break, we're going to talk about, you know, what happens when you're in that space and in the near-death experience.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that. Yes, it's LadyHawkPublishing.com. I would love for people to visit my website. I have many stories on my blog archive, more stories of patients, and I have radio talk show interviews. I was filmed when I was in Sedona in October when I did a lecture there, and it's on YouTube, and that's on there. So I would love for people to visit and interact with me, you know, send me a message.
That's beautiful. Okay, guys, stay tuned with us for an amazing conversation with Becky Hawkins about what the dying can teach us about living. We're going to be right back.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm back. I'm so enjoying this fantastic music. Brian, my MC or producer, is always giving me on this show. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, Saskia, anytime.
It makes me happy and smile, and I'm sure it makes all the listeners happy as well. Okay, Becky, we are going to talk about some of the near-death experiences that were shared by your patients, because I think for the listeners, it is important. It gives us hope that, you know, when people die, they get to a beautiful place. And can you share some with us?
Yes. My brother, the last chapter of my book is called My Brother's Keeper, and my brother had a near-death experience. He had just been diagnosed with lung cancer. The tumor was wrapped around his aorta and in his lungs. The doctor told us that he could not save us. Save him, but that he could buy him some time. So we had 10 days before we would see the oncologist. We went to my sister's birthday party one day, and on the way back, he started chilling, and I said, would you like for me to take you to an urgent care to see if you need an antibiotic? And he said, no, let me just go home to Dad's house and get my recliner, and I'll take some Tylenol, and if I need you, I'll call you. Well, I no more had got home. Then I noticed on my phone his name was appearing, but he wasn't speaking. He was just gasping for air. And I said, I'm on my way. I'm calling an ambulance. I'll be right there. I hung up, and I called my dad, who was in another part of the house and didn't hear him. And I said, Daddy, get into Jeffrey. Get him up. Shake him. He may have some kind of occlusion. I'm not sure what's going on in there. In his airway passages, he's not breathing well. I'm on my way. When I arrived, the ambulance was there. My brother was sitting in his recliner, and he was blue. He was speaking and breathing, but just barely. So got him to the hospital, and then we transferred him to Tulsa, and he was there for 10 days, and that's where they started the radiation and the chemotherapy. So with radiation, you know, you go every day. So I drove him every day to Tulsa. And one day, after we had come back from the hospital and starting back with the radiation, he tapped me on the shoulder. And he said, Becky, I about died at the house that night. And I said, well, no kidding, you were purple. He said, no, I about died. I said, what did you see? He said he was choking, and then all of a sudden he was out of his body and into this wonderful room where it was beautiful and bright and loving. He wasn't choking anymore. He didn't have any pain anymore. And all of a sudden he noticed, on his left side appearing was our mother, who died in 2002. And on his right side appearing was this good friend of his who had committed suicide just the year before. And they were both approaching him, smiling and greeting him. And he realized what was going on, and he said, oh, no, please not yet. Please, I need just a little bit more time. And he said all of a sudden he was back in his body there with the ambulance crew that were working with him. He said, what do you think about that? And I said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, I think they may have bought me some time.
Mm.
And I said, well, I think you're right. So that was a huge gift to us because he and our mother were so very, very close. And he saw her and how happy she was. And then this friend who committed suicide, we were told when we were children, if you ever committed suicide, you were going to hell. Well, number one, I don't believe in the literal hell anymore. But number two, this gave him new hope. He had lived a very hard life. And he was fearful of dying. And this gave him a new hope of knowing, yes, there is heaven, and I can go too.
So when he passed in the end, how did you feel about that?
Because I was with him the last 10 days, 24 hours a day, you know, just around the clock. And there was no anxiety about worrying about dying. He wasn't having any of that. We were working with trying to keep him comfortable. But no, he wasn't fearful. He was ready.
And how did you deal with the grief, Becky?
I had immediate, as soon as he took his last breath, I felt like I was taking my first good breath in so long because I felt so responsible for giving him the very best that I could.
Yeah.
In his process of transitioning and through his chemotherapy and radiation and everything else that we went through for over a year. But I was sad, I was tired, and I immediately got into my walking outside every day again and experiencing some time with family and friends and more meditation and prayer time, communicating with him and through my prayers and my meditation, just telling him I was sorry if I didn't do anything right, and how happy I was for him not to be suffering anymore. It was a healthy grieving time. But it was.
Yeah, because I know that for the caretaker, I mean, it takes tremendous toll on the caretaker, and they go on and they go on and they go on, and the uncertainty. And then, you know, at some point they think they can't take it anymore, and it almost seems that maybe it's a relief when the other person passes, but nevertheless, it's probably always a shock, and then you still have to deal with the grief. What is the best way you would say to deal with that?
You know, grief is individual, just like life is. I've seen so many people with different ways of dealing with their grief, very healthy, and some unhealthy, but then they would figure it out and get some help. There's absolutely nothing wrong with visiting with a grief counselor, a grief specialist, who could help you walk through those hard days and weeks and months. And people try to put time on it. They'll say, well, I'll be all better in a year. You have no idea. You know, it could be that you will be much better and healthier within a matter of months. And it could be for some other people, it may be more than a year, you know.
Yeah.
It just depends on the person and the grief experience that they've had, the life experience that they've had. There's so many factors that are involved. But for a healthy grieving pattern, what I have witnessed is people that are engaged in life and are out there allowing themselves time to be sad. Allowing, you know, we have to allow people a time to be very, very sad and cry because there is a huge loss in their life. And then we have to understand that that they need to ease back into as they feel it's appropriate to their work or to their organizations that they go to, group meetings that they go to, but to try to stay as healthy as they can with their nourishment and try to avoid too much alcohol or too many medications, and try to let yourself experience the grief, not run from it, not try to hide it or cover it up, but let it happen.
Yeah, or the idea you're strong if you don't show your grief or if you don't have your tears. I don't believe any of that.
No. Grief is if we try to push it down and keep from experiencing it, it will pop up somewhere, somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that can be physical too. If we just boil it up, it can come out in different forms. Becky, is there anything you would want to say to all the, I don't know, I mean, because this show is in the East Coast, the people who have lost beloved ones in the Sandy Hook shooting, would you have words of wisdom?
I would just say, from what my patients have taught me and their families have taught me, that the most important thing I can say to you is I'm so very sorry, and that I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying for everybody involved, and the town, the people that were rescuing, the people that lost their teacher friends. There's just so many levels of grief there.
Yeah.
And to know that there are so many angels surrounding all of them to try to assist as well and help as well. And we're just all praying for love and for healing and for great peace to come to them in this process. They've been so precious in sharing their stories of these darlings, which is helpful to them, I know, for us to know. I want you to see his face. I want you to know what he liked to do. This is good for them to be able to share with us like that. So precious, so beautiful.
Mm. It's so true, and I would love to ask all the listeners, you know, send healing, blessings, prayers to all of them who can need them, use them, all the people who are involved. And as we're almost heading to a break, I want to say, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to talk more, and I want to ask Becky one of her favorite stories after the break of one of the people who were in transition. And stay here. We have another 15 minutes of a great show. This is Saskia from Your Soul Guidance, and we will be right back.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have an amazing guest, Becky Hawkins, talking about what the dying can teach us about the living. Becky, I asked before the break, I said, can you share like your favorite story from your book?
Well, I do have a favorite story. It's about this precious little minister I was taking care of. And he was dying from the damage that had been done to his heart and lungs many years before in the 70s for radiation and chemo. And he was not afraid of dying. Now, his wife was terrified, but they were just a darling couple, and I spent time just trying to help them through the process of understanding how this was going to happen and how we were going to help them. And one day, sure enough, I got the call, and his wife was terrified, and I said, Annie, I'm on my way. Go get the neighbor if you're afraid, and I'll be there as soon as I can. And when I arrived, the neighbor ran back home, and Annie ran back into the kitchen because that was her safety spot. And my little precious patient was in his recliner. It was blue, and he was bluer than the recliner. Could not get good air exchange. And he said, Becky, can you get me in my bed? And I said, yes. And I picked him up, literally, and carried him to his hospital bed that was there in front of his window in his living room, and I got him sitting straight up, and then I crawled in behind him and straddled him and put my hands on his shoulders, and he tapped my fingertips, and he said, Becky, do you see them? And I said, no, sir, I don't see them. Tell me what you're seeing. He said, sweetheart, the room is now full of angels. He said, look, they're up here on the right, and they're up here on the left. They're all in the, he said, oh, I've got to go. He said, Annie, I love you. I'll see you again. And then he raised up his right arm, and he said, oh, my Lord, my God. And he fell back against me, and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I just sat there for a few minutes because it's just, I feel, Saskia, like I'm a midwife.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Exactly. Exactly.
And,
you know.
And to just be present there for that. People say, why do you do this work? Why don't you do something that's not so emotional and so hard? And I said, it's the most blessed work I know to do. I get to be there with these precious people in their transitioning process. And the heavens are opened up. And they're being received by loved ones and received by angels. Are you kidding me? I can't think of another thing I would rather do.
Mm. You know what, I was a witness at the deathbed of my father-in-law, and what struck me was that we were there in time, and it took a couple of days, and I never knew. It really felt like the birthing process, like he didn't die overnight. It took days, and yeah. It was with the breathing, and I'm like, well, this is a whole process, and I completely understand what you're saying. It took that time, like, you know, when you give birth, that can take days, for him to transition. And I remember the day that he passed, I saw in the corner, I saw this group of angels standing waiting there. And I never forget, I pointed it out to my mother-in-law and I said, they're here now. And I saw them, and I'd never seen angels like in form, but they were waiting in the corner and they were just standing there. And it was just beautiful. But it was this process. It wasn't like, you know, boom, bang, that's it. No, it was very gradually. And
So that's our bodies are just built, created to continue the fight as long as it can.
What?
And the bodies just are trying to fight as long as they can.
Is that so? Like the body keeps holding us?
Yes, well, the body keeps working. You know, the heart will work as long as it can. The lungs will work as long as they can.
Yeah.
You know, the kidneys and everything else, because that's the mechanical process of that body. But then when that spirit is, you know, when a body is done, that spirit is ready to move. It's already, in fact, some people have seen their loved one. Those that see real well are very intuitive, will see their loved one exiting before they quit breathing. And that they're just hanging right there in the room. And then as that body quits, then they open up and they move forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A quick question that pops in my mind, and maybe it's even some, I think it's from one of the listeners, and I'm just speaking it. What about coma, people who are in coma? What's going on then?
What about who?
People who are in coma.
Oh, in a coma, yes. Well, just like... Dying to Be Me, Anita Morjani. I loved her sharing with that, because this is what we try to tell family members. Don't say anything that you don't want them to hear, because they hear you.
They hear you, yeah.
You know, yes, they hear you and they understand what you're saying in their spirit, even if it's not being received totally in their mind. Hearing's the last sense to go. But that coma state is a very precious, precious time, and that you want to lovingly share with them. You know, Mother, I want to thank you so much for that special Easter that you gave me. Or Dad, I will always remember the way that you took time to practice ball with me, and you would stop work and you would make sure that I knew that you loved me and that I mattered, and I will always remember that. Or dear Auntie, thank you for the pies that you baked for me. I'll always carry that memory with me. Share the love, the gentle sharing. And expressing to them, I give you permission to go.
And Becky, are they in that special state too? Like that state where people with the near-death experience are? Have you heard that?
Yes. Some people will be able to share with you, like if they come out of that coma for a little bit, they'll say, I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you. And so those that move into, whether it's a near-death experience or they're moving on, yes, I think they're fully aware of who's in the room, what's going on, and then they move on. Some people that are in a coma that come out of a coma say, I don't remember anything.
Mm.
That could be their selective protection of where their spirit is saying, just keep this right here.
Yeah.
This is more important that you move forward physically. I don't know. You know, I'm just sharing what other people have shared with
me. Yes. Yeah. But that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Becky, is there any last words of wisdom you want to say to all our listeners, because we're getting to the end of our show?
Yes, I just want to
say your website.
That they need to understand how loved they are. Understand that you do not have to be afraid to die. It's a beautiful experience moving across to so much love, so much peace, unconditional love, and a continued journey.
Yes, and what is your website again, Becky?
Lady Hawk Publishing, LadyHawk Publishing.com. I have the paperbacks and I have the digital versions as well on my website.
Thank you so much. Well, for everyone else, everyone who's listening, you know, if you go to yoursoulguidance.com, I do every Monday morning soul card readings for you, so you can get your guidance, like, you know, how to go through the week. And you can get your free secret soul map to your dreams, 21 days. There is a lot of free stuff. Get your goodies. Get ready for making your year a fantastic year. You can go to yoursoulguidance.com. I wish you wonderful days. We will talk next week. And I want to thank my guest, Becky Hawkins, so much today for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with me. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific next week. We are going to be back. Have a wonderful day. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.